The FDA has approved full authorization for rapid at-home tests for the flu and COVID.
Yes, I think this is a great opportunity. Yesterday in the emergency room, I always thought, what if patients can have more access to these tests? This is a part of mitigation, not only making sure that we're updated on vaccines, making sure that we have masks when we're in high-risk situations, but also more accurate tests. So this is the FDA approval of what is the combination COVID and flu test. This is a test where you could take it and it could tell you whether or not you have COVID or flu all in one. I think that this is so helpful, again, because patients having more access and awareness to their status will help them guide behavior to decrease risk of transmission to
and
other
keep
people
everybody safe
and keep everyone yeah. safe. So the way that it works is that you can take it just the same way that we take the normal rapid antigen test. It's a swab, a nasal swab. Mm-hmm. It's very accurate. I would say it's most accurate when you're positive. If you have a positive result, you are positive. But if you have a negative result and you're symptomatic, you should wait 2 days and then test again.
Try it again.
I think the most important is that regardless of the test result, if you have symptoms, you have something. So wear a mask, guide your behavior, and making sure that you're reducing the risk of transmitting it to someone else.
And as a good doctor would say, wash your hands.
And wash your hands.